It's the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves. Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Thank you. Now we will demonstrate the orchestration of Mr. Desplat's musical suite.
A little electronic metronome sets the time. First, a harp.
Next, pizzicato cellos. Flute. And piccolo. Electric guitar. Ukulele. Classical guitar. Banjo. Thin wood blocks. And two more harps. B3 organ. Celeste. Bowed vibraphone. And piano. Pizzicato violins. And double bass. Tubular bells. And glockenspiel. The ride cymbal. Piatti. Snare drums. Grand Casa. Timpani. 16 baritone bass singers. Xylophone. Bassoons. Clarinet. French horns. Sax. Trombone. Tuba. Trumpets. Thank you very much for listening.
Wow, how interesting. That was Alexandra Desplat, or was it Alexandra Desplay, with the heroic Weather Conditions of the Universe, parts 1-7 from the original soundtrack of the film Moonrise Kingdom, directed by Wes Anderson. With intriguing bits of Mike Oldfield's finale to Tubular Bells mixed in there. Really, really creative. Well, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and I like to be experimental, kind of play something different every time. And hopefully you are enjoying it. We have a Facebook group if you're interested. Just do a search for Radio Thrift Shop to communicate with me. Or you can email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. And the Radio Thrift Shop originates at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. We're also heard on some very cool radio stations like WMNB 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts, and around the world at the Global Voice, theglobalvoice.info, which would be the most amazing shortwave station on the planet if it were broadcasting on shortwave.
How do you know when you've pretty much nailed a song?
See what you done.
Earning a nickname from it is usually a good indication. You're on the sound beat.
Love you. Now your gal's uncome. You made me love you. Now your gal's uncome.
Living up to Ma Rainey's version of a song is no small feat, but Wee Bee Booz did just that, so much so that it earned her the nickname the C.C. Rider Blues Girl. After this 1943 recording, okay, it's not the most imaginative nickname, but the song reached number one on the Harlem Hit Parade charts. The song has been recorded by scores of other performers you might have heard of, Elvis, Ray Charles, Janis Joplin, and The Who, to name a few. Check us out on Facebook, at On The Soundbeat on Twitter, and of course, soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You've found the deep side of radio in the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. It is said that Lost in Translation began in frustration. Sofia Coppola had written a film so personal and so true about the fleeting fear at the center of our lives. When it was finally time to start filming in Tokyo, she wasn't even sure if her star was going to show up. But Bill Murray did show up, with a deep understanding of the material, ready to give the performance of his life. The story is simple. Two lonely people meet in a hotel in Tokyo, Japan. Bill Murray plays an international star on location to make a commercial he doesn't care a whit about. He is coasting, aimless, wasting. Scarlett Johansson is abandoned by her shallow husband, a photographer on assignment to shoot a sexy young star. He flits around his prey, leaving Scarlett alone. Surely there will be an affair, but no, there's not. This film is about more than that. It's about what we all fear most, emptiness at the core. Fear that nothing matters, while you hope against hope that something does. Oh, and Bill Murray's added nuance? At first, Sofia Coppola tried to write the perfect line for him to whisper in Scarlett's ear. Instead, he improvised something, a line we never hear, which means everything. Lost in Translation, not in theaters, discovery through rental and streaming.
Find us on the web at indiefilmminute.com.
Music from my favorite film soundtrack of all time, which is the Royal Tenenbaums. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo fame, recording as the Mutato Musica Orchestra, Sonata for Cello and Piano in F minor. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airwaves. One of the beautiful things about the airwaves is that things are changing. Things have been changing in the past two decades. We now have everything from incredible podcasts to low-power FM to do-it-yourself radio stations popping up all over the country. And of course, we still have traditional forms of radio, such as shortwave, AM and FM, and even satellite radio. There's a lot about satellite radio that people don't even know, and maybe I'll go into that in the future, and maybe I won't, but it has more to do not with the small dish satellite radio that we know, or Sirius or XM or any of those services, but pioneering satellite radio from the 1980s and 90s was kind of the wild west of radio signals and very cool stuff. At any rate, if you have any podcasts or information you'd like to share with me for Radio Thrift Shop listeners, please just email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. I'm going to switch gears right now and play an extended piece by Rowlison and Peter Broderick.
Thank you. andamos todo en la lluvia, y nos llenamos de agua, y cuando nos llegó el tiempo de las grietas, nos vimos las caras, camino del las aspas como en un molino, y empecé a escuchar las voces otra vez, limpias y anuncias. Thank you.
Exploring science and the sea. Salt marshes cover millions of acres of American coastline, particularly along the Gulf of Mexico. Their shallow, grass-filled waters provide habitat for fish and shellfish, birds, and other critters. They also filter nutrients from runoff, which can reduce the dead zones that sometimes form offshore. And they help limit coastal flooding during tropical storms. Yet, like much along the nation's coasts, many salt marshes are endangered. A recent study says that by the end of the century, many of them may be transformed to mangrove forests or to barren salt flats. The changes will be driven not by higher sea levels, although that's also a threat, but by changes in temperature and rainfall. Researchers studied salt marshes, mangrove forests, and salt flats in 10 estuaries along the Gulf Coast. They also looked at climate records and at models of how the climate could change in the decades ahead. In particular, they considered temperature increases of up to about 7 degrees and rainfall swings of up to 10% from modern levels. The scientists concluded that the most significant changes will come in Texas, Louisiana, and parts of Florida. Many marshes will be transformed to mangrove forests. In other areas, grasses and other plants will be replaced by mats of algae. And there will be changes in the wildlife that inhabits the coast. The researchers suggest that the changes won't be limited to the Gulf of Mexico, though. They'll happen on coastlines around the world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for joining me for program number 424 of the Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. And take good care of Mother Earth.